সিন্ধ দীনবন্ধ জগৎপতে গোপীশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমস্তুতে সপ্তকাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃখভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়া। লেডিজ অ্যান্ড জেন্টলম্যান, উই নো কৃষ্ণ অ্যাজ কৃপাসিন্ধু, দি ওশন অফ মার্সি, হি কৃষ্ণ করুণাসিন্ধু, দীনবন্ধু, অ্যান্ড হি ইজ দি ফ্রেন্ড অফ অল সাবমিসিভ স্পিরিচুয়াল সোল। দীনবন্ধু, দীনা, দিস ভেরি ওয়ার্ড ইজ ইউজ বিকজ উই আর ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স, উই আর ভেরি মচ পাপকা, স্বল্প জলমাত্রে না সফরি ফরফরায়, জাস্ট লাইক এ স্মল ফিশ ইন দি কর্নার অফ দি লেক ফ্ল্যাট। সিমিলারলি উই ডু নট নো হোয়াট ইজ আওয়ার পজিশন, আওয়ার পজিশন ইজ ভেরি ইনসিগনিফিকেন্ট ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড। This material world is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Ekangsena Sthito Jagat. This material world is only an insignificant portion of the whole creation. There are innumerable universes that we get information. যশপ্রভা প্রভবতু জগদন্ড কোটি, জগদন্ড কোটি, জগদন্ড মিন্স দিস ইউনিভার্স, সো দেয়ার আর কোটি মিন্স ইউনিভার্স। আর চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু স্টেটেড দ্যাট দিস ইউনিভার্স ইজ জাস্ট লাইক এ মাস্টার সিড ইন দি ব্যাগ অফ এ মাস্টার, জাস্ট ইউ ক্যানট count how many master seeds are there in a big bag, and this is one of the masters. Jagadarna koti, koti su vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam, and each universe is impregnated with innumerable planets. So just imagine this world is out of such innumerable planets in one universe. There are innumerable universes. And all together, all these innumerable universes is considered as the material world. There are many descriptions in the shastras. So, out of the innumerable universes, this universe is only an insignificant part. And within this universe, there are innumerable planets, out of which this earthly planet is an insignificant portion. And within this earthly planet, there are so many countries. So our India is only a portion. And in India, there are so many provinces and cities and countries. Out of which this Allahabad is very insignificant, and we, what to speak of our position, we are very, very insignificant in the creation of the world. But we are papta, I am God. We are so much papta, our position is so insignificant, but we are papta, we speak of that I am God. That is called Maya. That is called Maya, which is not actually fact. Therefore, Krishna, although he is Sridham Sarvabhutam, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhuktaram Jagadavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sridham Sarvabhutam. He is friend of everyone. Because he is God, he is friend of everyone. Savoham Sarvabhuti. But he is especially inclined to the devotee. Ditu Mana Bhajant. Therefore, Krishna's name is Bhaktavatsala. And he is Dinavandhu. Bhakta means he is very humble. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trinadati Sunitena, Tarorapi Sahisuna, Amanina Manadena, Kitaniya Sadaha. He has advised that one should become humbler than the grass, because if trample over the grass, it does not protect. So humbler than the grass and tolerant than the tree. Trinadati Sunitena, Tarorapi Sahisuna, Amanina Manadena, Kitaniya Sadaha. We should not be puppets. If we want to make success of our life, then we must revive our eternal relationship with Krishna. That is the movement of Krishna consciousness. If we actually want to be happy, there is no happiness, there is no peace, there is no prosperity without Krishna. We must know. Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayev Sansa. Krishna Bhakta, a devotee of Krishna, he has no other desire than to serve Krishna. Therefore, he is peaceful. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayev Sansa. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Asansa. Bhukti means the materialism. They want to enjoy this material world to the fullest extent. That is called bhukti. They are after money and woman, that's all. That is called bhukti. They are elevating themselves, they are doing pious activities, jagdas, performing jagdas, pious activities. Why? They will be elevated to the heavenly planet, they will enjoy more comfortable life, more beautiful wife, more beautiful association. This is karmic, bhukti, simply for material enjoyment. But they forget, as my disciple, Devananda was speaking, that the problems of Janma Mrityu Jayabhyadi, that cannot be solved even if you go to the Brahma Loka. Krishna also confirms this, Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravartina Kine Punne Puna Matta Lokam Visanti. So anywhere you go, in any planet, either moon planet, sun planet, or Brahma Loka, Jana Loka, Maha Loka, there are innumerable planets. And there are thousands and thousands times better, comfortable life if you are elevated to such planets. But you cannot avoid these four principles. Janma Mrityu Jarabhyadhi. Even if you are born as Brahma in the Brahma Loka, you'll have to die. What is Brahma? That his life is also calculated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sasra Yugapadjantam Arahajat Brahmano Vidu. Our Yugas, multiply by 1,000. So that is only 12 hours in Brahma's life. In that way, you make 24 hours, you make months, you make years, and such 100 years he lives. But he has to die. So there are many instances, many information from the Vedic literature we have to learn. But we do not love. That is our misfortune. In India, we have got so many valuable scriptures and Vedic information, but we have neglected. That is our education. We do not know what is our own culture. We are not going to beg from other countries. Our government men, ministers go, give me rice, give me wealth, give me money, give me soldiers, give me. But you haven't got anything to give to them. This is Krishna culture. If you want to give them, not to be bigger, then take up this Krishna conscious movement seriously, give to the whole world. They will receive it with great agraha. And you see the example, how these boys, these frustrated boys, everywhere the younger generation is frustrated. You see the examples in Calcutta. I've talked with so many naturalized boys, very nice educated boys, but they are frustrated. They are desperate. So our university education, our so-called education, is producing only confused, frustrated, desperate generation. So if you want to save yourself, you must take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. It is a science, it is authorized, and it is India's gift to the whole world. So I think you shall seriously consider this moment. We have given, as far as possible in this book, all the information, and be benefited by this moment. Thank you very much.
Prabhupada has just spoken at the Government Center Pedagogical Institute, Vallabad, on the 1st of January, 1971.